Proclamation number 4164 of 12th of November, 1947. My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. And thus everything that is to lead to or contribute towards the attainment of my kingdom will not be of a worldly nature but can only have a spiritual character. My words which I spoke on earth can only be understood spiritually, and the observance of my word must have a spiritual effect, just as it only has to be expressed by every action being always an impulse of the heart, i.e., inner impulses alone are decisive as to what extent the human being takes possession of my kingdom. Neither worldly customs can increase the right to my kingdom nor active help given to the neighbor without the heart being involved. My kingdom is not of this world. Do you believe that I require worldly or symbolic actions in order to make this kingdom of mine accessible to you? Do you believe that I can take pleasure in externals which are more of a danger, because deep inner impulses subside in the human being as a result, but the externals distract him and finally are solely paid attention to by him? I truly did not give any encouragement for this through my word, yet the inner bond with me, through which they attain high maturity of soul and thus can already occupy my kingdom on earth, was not enough for people, and they attached great importance to the fulfillment of certain customs which, however, are completely irrelevant for the attainment of my kingdom. Whoever keeps my commandments, loves me above all else and his neighbor as himself can also rightly call himself an aspirant of my kingdom. But it is never possible to gain it if my commandments are not observed. How often, however, do I miss the observance of my commandment of love in those who strictly adhere to outwardness, who strictly adhere to the commandments which were added by people to my commandment of love? How precisely people often comply with what their fellow human beings commanded them, yet I pay no attention to it as long as the soul is not involved in it. 12th of the 11th 1947, although I also bless the will of those who believe to serve me with it because the truth has not yet been conveyed to them. But it is my will that the truth penetrates and displaces what contradicts it. Consequently, it is my will that whoever receives the truth from me shall speak up for it. It is my will that error be denounced, that people who still move in erroneous thinking be instructed, that they be given clarification by those who are my servants on earth, whom I have chosen to spread the truth, who hear my word and are therefore instructed by me myself in the pure truth. For it concerns the faster development of the soul. You only have little time left and yet you can gain a considerable advantage if you live according to my will. Disregard everything external and work intensively on your soul, as soon as you base all thinking, speaking and acting on my commandment of love and receive my word wherever it is offered to you. Hearing my word is urgently necessary, and wherever it is offered to you, there you will also receive blessings if your soul hungers and thirsts for them. And my word you shall hear. For the sake of my word you should seek out the place where it is imparted to you. If you are not taught by me directly or my word is conveyed to you through my servants, you should by no means feel bound by laws which did not originate from me. For the lawgiver from eternity is me, and my law from eternity is, love me above all else and your neighbor as yourself. Then you will surely gain my kingdom, which is not of this world. Amen.